This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. The date of examination is 3/29/22. The name of the patient is Antonio Restrepo, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, last name R-E-S-T-R-E-P-O. This is Cardicare Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram file, Streco, space, Restrepo, space, A. Treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination 3/29/22. Referring physician, Sina, S-E-E-N-A, Shekar, S-H-E-K-A-R, Shikari Sina, D-O, Shikari, S-H-E-K-A-R-I, I believe the last name might be Sina, S-E-E-N-A, D-O, let me just check. Okay, I have a different name here. I have a name, Sina Shekin. All right, hold on. Let me check what the actual name is. Looks like it's wrong in multiple places. Okay, so it should be Sina Shikari, D-O. Sina Shikari. D-O. So last name is Shikari, S-H-E-K-A-R-I. First name is Sina, S-E-E-N-A. And performing physician is Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 60-year-old male with history of hypertension, with complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, common pulmonary wave progression, common non-specific STT wave changes, period. Baseline blood pressure, colon 125 over 70, parentheses, for cardiac cell 60 milligrams, comma, topal XL 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, 78 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes. Correction, the patient exercised for 8 minutes and 56 seconds, semicolon, 2 minutes and 56 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 142, parentheses, 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 160 over 74 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22720, period, new paragraph. The patient began experiencing chest discomfort at a heart rate of 115, parentheses 72% maximum predicted heart rate during stage 2 of stress. Chest discomfort was described as a chest pressure over his left breast radiating in under his left arm. Discomfort was transient and resolved by the end of stage 2 of stress. There was no chest discomfort during subsequent increased workload in stage 3 of stress or in the recovery period. The patient experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had baseline prehypertension with only a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. But was just able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 97 at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate of 97 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new power graph impression, normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New power graph, echocardiograph interpretation. The patient underwent treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral jacuzzi position. Power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, apical 4-chain reviews, and apical 2-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality for the parasternal long axis view, but with some lungar artifact, and of fair quality for the parasternal short axis view, and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New power graph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New power graph impression, normal echocardiograph proportion, treble stress echocardiogram, 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New power graph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient experienced his chest discomfort during stage 2 of stress. Correction. The patient transiently experienced his chest discomfort during stage 2 of stress. With chest discomfort unassociated with significant hypertension or ECG changes of ischemia. And discomfort resolving with increasing levels of stress, decreasing the predictive value for significant epicardial coronary artery disease. This, along with the absence of echocardiographic findings of wall motion abnormalities with stress, decreases the probability of underlying epicardial coronary artery disease, period. The patient experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress associated with attaining his functional capacity and also probably contributed to by a component of beta blockade. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline borderline prehypertension with only a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress on his medication. Period, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but was just able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate, likely contributed to by the presence of underlying beta blockade. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon or Mace, MD.